Rattler fans, we're pleased to be joined by QB1 of the FAMU Rattlers, Jeremy Musa. Jeremy, how you doing, my man?
Doing good. How are you?
Hanging in there, baby. Hanging in there. We're through the first three spring practices. Week one is in the books. Tell me how you're feeling about the offense as a whole and your performance thus far.
I'm feeling good. You know, I think it's been good to see, you know, all the new faces that we, you know, picked up over the, you know, December signing period, get into action, you know, and seeing some of the, you know, familiar faces that we had last year, you know, get back out onto the field and just trying to get back in the rhythm, you know, of playing football. It's a little different, you know, when you have a couple months off. So, you know, those first couple of practices are always good to get your feet back up underneath you. And, you know, guys have been making plays. I think we're farther along, you know, with, you know, the details and the kind of the scheme of the offense than we were this time last year. And, you know, we're trying to use spring as a opportunity for us to grow and not just continue to hit the same basics over and over again.
Right. So speaking of the new guys, has anybody, any of the new guys, have any of those guys jumped out at you thus far through the first week?
Yeah, you know, we had, you know, got Ashton Grable from Jacksonville State, and, you know, he's been doing really well on the offensive line. Him and Yannick, and then, you know, out at receiver, you know, Jamari Gassett, he's been making some plays. And then both new running backs, Jacquez Yant and Kelvin Dean, you know, they've been looking good running the ball as well.
Great. So I know that in speaking with the offensive staff, they're really expecting you to take more of a vocal leadership role amongst this group. Talk about that role and how you feel you've adjusted to being the lead dog, so to speak, in the locker room.
Yeah, well, like I spoke earlier this week, I think it's important for me to kind of take this role a little bit now, just because, you know, it's not something like, hey, I'm searching for it. It's not like, you know, this is what I want to do, you know, per se, is like being the guy that's got to, you know, check everyone and hold the standard of accountability, right? But that's what this team needs right now for me. So I feel like, you know, for us to be the best that we can and for us to reach our goals, you know, there has to be someone that's going to, you know, echo that standard and echo that accountability at all times. And, you know, it kind of comes natural with the quarterback position. So I guess it was just, you know, kind of a seamless transition. You know, I've been around for a year. I know the guys, and, you know, I'm not the new guy on the block anymore. So it's just a lot more comfortable for me than it, you know, maybe doing this last year.
Gotcha. So heading into spring break, big question. What are your plans for the next week?
I plan on, you know, going home, you know, hanging out with the family. And then I got some plans, you know, go throw with my quarterback coach back home. Got a little, you know, camp going on with some other college guys. So it'll be nice to go out there, have some fun, compete, and just be in some good California weather.
Outstanding, man. Well, hey, have a great break. Come back ready to rock. We'll see you in about 9 days.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
Rattler fans, that was Jeremy Musa, starting quarterback for your FAMU Rattlers.